Mary remained outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the foot, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. We find Mary Magdalene in today's Gospel crying outside the empty tomb. Mary looks into the emptiness and is confronted with a question that confronts all of us. Why are you weeping? The tomb does not hold life. The sorrows, the situations of powerlessness, death, depression, uncontrollable rage or fear, whatever is a tomb for you does not hold life. Being brought to the point of helplessness, the point of surrender, the point of tears, might be the breakdown that will lead to a breakthrough. If we are to find new life, we must move away from the tomb and let the tears be dried. The passage tells us Mary bent over to look into the tomb. Each of us must do that. We must look at our own tombs and be confronted by them. She hears the question, "Woman, why are you weeping?" The question for us might be, "Why are you depressed? Why are you angry? Why are you out of control with rage or anger?" Each of us can name our own tombs. Mary responds to the question, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Mary names her sorrow. She names her grief. The naming is the breakthrough. The passage says, when she said this, she turned around. In Scripture, turning around, turning away from, is a metaphor for the beginning of conversion. It is a turning of the heart. It is the beginning of healing. Jesus will take Mary and us deeper into the mystery by expanding the question. Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? That is the question that must ring in our hearts. Whom are we looking for? There's a country song that says, "I'm looking for love in all the wrong places." Sometimes I think we look for life in all the wrong places, and we never find it. We come up empty. This gospel places us with Mary Magdalene, weeping outside the empty tomb. The danger is to stand there, outside the empty tomb, and believe only the worst. The danger is to stand there, outside the empty tomb, and lose hope. The danger is to stand outside the empty tomb and deny the truth of the message, He is not here. He is alive. There are many empty tombs to stand outside of in today's world and weep. We have many experiences of our world tempting us to believe only the worst. Our world and our church are filled with examples of disunity, strife, discord, and evil. People can be unforgiving, intolerant, self-seeking, and manipulative. I can be unforgiving, intolerant, self-seeking, and manipulative. The danger is to stand before the emptiness of all of this and do nothing but weep or to lose hope. In the past few years, we have seen our beloved church rocked to its very foundation because of the scandal of those who abused children and those who abused their power by doing nothing. We have seen our country declare an unnecessary war to justify an end, and it is now entering into its sixth year. We have seen corporate America sink deeper into corruption and greed. We have seen the gap between the rich and the poor grow wider and wider. We have seen senseless acts of violence, unnecessary injustice, preventable poverty and illness spiral beyond imaginable proportions. We have seen our planet slowly, and in some cases not so slowly, being senselessly destroyed. The danger is to stand before the emptiness of all of this and lose hope. We, like Mary Magdalene, need to name our sorrow and turn around, to move away from the emptiness of all of this and go tell others that Jesus is not there in the emptiness of the tomb. Jesus is not there in the emptiness of hopelessness. Jesus would not allow the tomb of his burial to contain him. He would not, nor could not, stay in the dead place. Jesus could not be dead. He lives. When Mary Magdalene turned away from the empty tomb, she heard her name being called. She heard Jesus. When we turn away from our empty tomb, what will happen? We will meet Jesus. His message to her, to them, and to us is always the same. Don't be afraid. We don't have to give in to fear anymore, or live in darkness, doubt, or sin. We do not have to give in to the temptation of hopelessness. Like Mary Magdalene, we can move with the power of Jesus. Because Jesus is risen, Jesus is alive. Not has risen, or did rise, or might have risen, but Jesus is risen. We sing it, shout it, proclaim it in the present tense, because we are a people who believe that Jesus is always rising out of death, out of tombs that would try to contain him, out of situations that would declare him dead, out of places of hopelessness and sorrow. Jesus is alive, and Easter challenges us to move away from the empty tomb. The stone has been rolled away, and we must come out of our own dead places and move away from them. We must not insist on dwelling in darkness, despair, or defeat. We must not just sit by the tomb weeping. We have all the evidence of Jesus' resurrection, but as it did for those first believers, it takes a long time for the meaning of all that mystery and wonder to unfold in our life. Perhaps that is why we spend a lot of time looking for life in all the wrong places. Perhaps that is why we spend a lot of time sitting outside the empty tombs of our lives weeping. The tombs that try to keep us confused, the tombs that try to keep us fearful, the tombs that tried to keep the life of Jesus in the emptiness of death and injustice. We weep, and that is good, but weeping cannot be the end. So let us pray that today we name our tombs and then turn around and hear our name being called.